music gets me in the mood. This is the Mighty Ducks theme song, as according to YouTube. I'm sitting here to talk about a ultimate hockey movie binge challenge, and my first guest that's sitting in studio with us is Ricky Tulis from Johnny's Ice House. Ricky, how you doing?
Doing okay. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So there's five movies on the list. Alina Sarkeesian from The Tilted Kilt is here with us as well. You loved one of the movies on the list that I didn't love as much as the other ones. You loved The Rocket, which was number five. Mm-hmm. So let's just try to get these in chronological order. Let's go down the list, starting with number five. Tell us a little bit about what The Rocket is about and kind of give us just a main synopsis.
Yeah. So yeah, the whole point is it just chronicles the life of Maurice Richard. Mm-hmm. The Rocket basically... If you even watch the trailer, you kind of get like the whole gist of the movie. It just follows this guy. He's just trying to make it. But it's like in the early days of hockey. And he's playing for Montreal. Yeah.
Right. It's rough. His career, the way his treatment, everything about it. This is a very difficult movie compared to the rest of the list.
Yeah, it was heavy.
Yeah.
And playing for Montreal, which is like such a storied franchise, you got a crazy fan base, the Quebecers. Like, I would never, ever want to be an away game there.
There's a moment in the movie, because everybody's treating him a certain way. There's a moment where even like a referee helps somebody check him, and it's ridiculous. And then he punches the referee and gets thrown out of the game for the rest of the season.
And
remember, spoilers are okay in this podcast, so I apologize for anyone that just, I just ruined everything. But so that, I was surprised that that was on your list compared to what else is there.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, most of the hockey movies are kind of like comedies or, like, a little funny. Slapstick.
Right.
Not, no pun intended. But anyway, so, yeah, as far as that stuff goes, like, I don't know, I just figured, like, dramas are good, too, because
well,
you got to make sure you know you, the
well,
history.
And hockey does a really good job with that. Number one on your list makes sense. But before we get completely done with The Rocket, since Alina, you liked it so much, tell us a little bit about what you loved about the movie. She's taking selfies, by the way. We got to pause for a second. Alina, get the selfie in. And then what did you like so much about The Rocket?
I liked how he started, like working really hard, you know, like doing really hard labor, and then basically the fact that he had like a dream and a passion.
And he wouldn't be deterred, no matter how bad people treated him. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Jackie Robinson. There's a lot of other movies out there that obviously all based on true stories where you continue to see that progression and these people that just never give up. And there's something really, truly beautiful about that that I don't know that I could do that.
I know, but it's also one of those, like, the testament of, like, the, what would you say, like, the channeled sort of, like, people putting up the roadblocks in front of them, you know what I mean? Like,
and just refusing to see a roadblock.
Which
he's is not good enough. Saying that my money is not a good investment for you.
Right.
But would you still give up if you kept
if you could still do it. So we'll move on, and I apologize that was so quick, but I love the other four movies a lot more.
Let's get to the good stuff.
But Alina, I'm curious, the other four movies, you don't like them at all. Everything else on this list that I sent you after The Rocket, you're like, no, maybe you liked Miracle. I think you said you liked
Miracle.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. So we'll get to Miracle in a little bit. We'll talk about that. Number four on the list, though, is that Mystery Alaska?
Mystery Alaska. That was fun.
Mystery Alaska is awesome for a lot of reasons. And I can say just two words and everyone will know it's amazing. Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds
is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's the grizzled father figure who's really not proud of his son, maybe, or he's very distant.
Yeah.
And by the end of the movie, the hockey game that they wind up playing just cures that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It cures infidelity. There's an issue with this. The main character is kind of having a midlife crisis or quarter-life crisis or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting to that point. The hockey game, of course, cures that by the end.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what can be solved on the ice.
Dude, I remember when that movie came out. So, like, a lot of the parts of growing up in hockey was tournaments, out-of-town stuff. Like, I don't know how the parents did it because I've just spent days at the rink. And, like, kids are going to drive me insane. But anyway, so as far as that stuff goes, like, being on the bus... Sitting with the teammates, we had a choice, two movies, Mystery Alaska or Slapshot. Always.
Every time? So you watch the same two movies every trip?
Most until Miracle came out, it was a pretty dry, and that was it. So, yeah, we weren't always okay to watch Slapshot, depending on who the parent was.
Well, but, so what I like about Mystery Alaska, though, because again, it's sort of a serious movie, it's definitely a drama, but there's a lot of comedic moments in it. There's some issues with the teenagers trying to... get it on at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Within the first few minutes of the movie, you see something like that.
That was always the part they fast forward on.
They don't let you guys see that? How old were you?
Oh, my God. I'm talking like, I want to say like eight.
Okay, so anytime anything gets intimate, you gotta fast forward through. And Russell Crowe is fantastic in this
movie.
It's
crazy that Russell Crowe is in that movie.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's like right after Gladiator, right before.
It seems like he's actually skating. Am I being an idiot thinking that he might actually be the one on the ice sometimes skating?
You never know.
Like, because... when we get to it, and we'll talk about the Mighty Ducks in a bit, which I'm so happy we'll do.
Goosebumps.
Anytime that Emilio Estevez is actually on the ice, he puts a hat on and we shoot from behind, and that's definitely not Emilio.
No, dude, for real.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But there were moments where I thought that it was Russell Crowe that was definitely out there.
Might have been.
Right,
I mean, but you got to think, like, did he have a lot of ice skating in Australia, you know?
Right. Is that something they did as a pastime? So go ahead, set up a little bit. We're kind of already talking about it. What is Mystery Alaska about, and why did that make your list?
Mystery Alaska, honestly, it's just more of like a childhood thing. That's all I think about all the time. Playing the Rangers. You know what I mean?
You know, can we talk about why New York is always the bad guys? Why? Because The Rookie, have you seen that? It's always the New York Rangers, the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
They're always the bad guys.
They're the big time, the big apple, the money.
What? That was made in 99, and the Rangers won one Stanley Cup in like 95 or 96.
96.
It's not like they were the Yankees of hockey.
They weren't. They're all right, though. I mean, I'm trying to think of that 99 roster. They had like Wayne Gretzky, I think it was his last year with them.
Right, Wayne Gretzky, yeah. He played for a very short time with the New York Rangers. No, but it's interesting to me that that's always the opponent, that it always has to be the New York team, and then and they're always jerks. Right from the start, these people are assholes.
Have you been to New York?
Yes, I'm from Jersey.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
I've met a lot of folks. You're breaking the mold for me. Most of the people I meet from New York have not a lot of nice things to say.
New Yorkers don't accept me as a New Yorker since I'm from Jersey. They'll all make fun of me, too. So I sort of get what you're saying. But at the same point, the sports teams are not always the bad guy. So I did like and dislike the fact that it's the Rangers.
Yeah.
But what an awesome setup to take a team that's in a town of 600 people, 700 people.
A little bit.
They play a Saturday hockey game every week, and it's a very important game. You have to make the team, and then once you get taken from the team, it crushes you. Yeah. Your world is shattered.
And I just think about that. Developing the skills on your own to compete at the NHL level.
Right. Okay. So two of the guys, by the end of the movie, and I know I'm jumping around and kind of ruining stuff, they wind up playing in the NHL. They wind up getting contracts to play minor league hockey. Which is ridiculous.
It's a little hokey, honestly.
That gets me to my other point that I've noticed throughout a lot of these movies, certainly sports movies. There's always that movie logic moment.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
This wouldn't happen anywhere else. Mm-hmm. In a movie, this for sure happens, though. Mm-hmm. And so two guys making the team after one sort of, you know, fun game is pretty ridiculous, but at the same time, sort of wonderful. Were you surprised the way that that goes on the ice? And is that something, talking as someone who plays hockey, that has any possibility to actually be true and not just movie logic?
Gosh, I don't know. So you want to hear something interesting?
Yeah.
Like in 2010, you remember the goalie Antti Niemi?
Yes, of course.
So Niemi was scouted when they were in Finland, I believe. So
okay.
They had their season opener in Finland. It was like a promotion.
Nice.
Before Antti Niemi played in the NHL, he was driving the Zamboni at the rink for extra money.
Are you kidding?
No.
How did he wind up playing in the NHL? But he had a career. They scouted him. He did everything. So that's just something he did on the side.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing, you know, but it's
right.
Finland.
But in Mystery Alaska, these guys aren't trying to. They're not going out for teams. They're in no way involved in the NHL. They just play an exhibition game, and then boom, two of them are on the team.
Just genetically gifted super athletes.
And so,
in a quiet corner of America.
Let's break down some of the hockey logic there. It's 10 guys or 11 guys for Mystery Alaska's team, 18 guys for the Rangers.
Yeah.
The initial concept is that this little town plays pond hockey.
Yeah, I'm just laughing.
No, please, go ahead. Just laugh. The initial concept is that this little town plays pond hockey. They're really great at pond hockey. And if the Rangers came and played their game on their ice, that the Rangers wouldn't be very good. Is that true? If you, from a hockey perspective, if I'm a professional team and I go play on a pond, am I going to be confused and not able to play at my best?
Ooh, I don't know. It depends on the quality of the pond.
Ooh, maybe not. Maybe not.
Like, okay, do you remember that big
Okay, but if it's a really crappy pond, then everyone's going to be struggling to skate and stuff.
I think the Rangers are going to... They're always going to have the advantage.
Right.
Everything we can do, they can do better.
We could set up a hockey game of the three of us right now, just running around and playing the Rangers, and they would crush us. They would destroy us in any version of hockey, however reminiscent of hockey it is, because they're the Rangers.
Oh, my God.
So I did sort of love that it's a pond, there's not going to be any boards, we're going to play 4-on-4, and that's all going to give the advantage to a tiny little team from Alaska. And then it turns into an NHL game in Alaska with like boards and stadium lighting.
Insane.
Which, by the way, did they ever explain how they afforded all that? How they built this whole
Alaska?
Because the tiny little town, it's not like they have a lot of money. They said it was going to be a boon for tourism. Yeah. I didn't see a lot of tourists.
Maybe sold some polar bear furs.
Right, maybe. You never know. But the fans, I love the fans too when the game actually starts and they pull open the newspapers and they're like being dicks to the New York Ranger team.
Oh, God, Alaska.
That's wonderful. The passion of, we love our team so much that we're not going to be excited that an NHL team is playing in our backyard, essentially.
The best of the best.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Okay, cool. And then
a lot of movie logic.
Well, yeah. And I just like the way the whole game progresses, that they take that 2-0 lead at the beginning, and then in the second period, they get destroyed.
Yeah.
5-0. And then they come back in the third period and just... Now, wait. Okay, I have a question for both of you about sports movies in general.
Mm-hmm.
When did we go from the person who's the star, who's maybe the Rudy-style character, is going to win... to they're going to just lose and we're going to respect that more. Because now it seems like the best way, Rocky. Mm-hmm. Rocky won.
That was the first one.
Right. Because he just, he didn't even essentially lose. He lost by decision after a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And so since that time, every sports movie that considers itself a little bit fancier than the regular one, you have to lose.
Yeah.
Right.
I did what I did.
Because it doesn't matter if we win. It doesn't matter if I get a trophy. All that matters is that I played.
I left it all out there.
Right. I'm confused by that, though, because if I was those guys, if I was that team in Mystery Alaska, the New York Rangers come to my town. We play them. We're one goal away, one post away from beating them or tying them and going to overtime. Mm-hmm. I would be devastated. I wouldn't be proud of my accomplishment. I would be beyond disappointed that we came that close and lost. And the dude that hit the crossbar, he might hang himself later that night.
It's Alaska. They're gonna have. They already have drinking problems.
Right.
Let's be fair.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Alaska.
And they're gonna remember this forever. That dude is gonna be drinking and just depressed for the rest of his life. There's no scenario where he ever gets over the fact that you almost tied the Rangers by that much.
I know. Oh my god. You can imagine him walking into town.
Oh my god!
He goes the
Ever.
Dentist office. If
right.
they have those.
People are going to stand behind him and like make little ping noises.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be the rest of his.
Oh my gosh!
Okay,
you sure you're not from New York?
I'm a little bit. All right, now I'm starting to show it. So we'll move on to number three on your list, and that the Mighty Ducks movie.
Oh man, I love the Ducks.
Okay,
I would put that number one, but I can. Yeah,
I was
three.
Disappointed you didn't put it higher.
I'm
because
watch it just because I just read.
Alina, you have to watch it. Have you seen any of the Mighty Ducks movies, Alina?
No.
Okay, so the first one came out.
Tell me.
The first one came out. When did it come out?
It's like 91.
All right. How old? Can I ask how old you are? Is that going to be invasive?
No, I was 24.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 24 years stupid.
24 years stupid.
Yeah.
So in 91, you were barely a human.
Yes.
I don't think you were even a human.
No, I think it was like 92.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So I was six in 1991. Which I shouldn't admit. And that movie, that first Gordon Bombay Mighty Ducks movie, was fantastic. There's something so great about. And by the way, they win.
Yeah.
The Mighty Ducks do win. They don't lose. They beat the bad guys. They win the game. And everybody goes crazy and celebrates. And just like, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move on to Mighty Ducks 2.
Movie logic
abound.
Amazingly.
So this is a team of high school kids, right? They're in high school?
Kinda, they're like, yeah, they're probably 8th grade-ish.
Okay, they're not even high school.
Yeah.
And within the first 5 minutes of the movie, a recruiter comes to get Gordon Bombay to be the coach of Team USA, and everyone apparently is a fan of Pee Wee Hockey Team USA.
Yeah, I know. Oh
I mean, they're
God.
Celebrities immediately.
It's insane. Okay, so let's set the premise for this.
Please go
off
ahead.
The first to the second one. So, like, the first one...
Pee Wee Hockey.
They're just learning to play, too.
Right.
It's not like they're just like these hockey players who have, like, they just need the right, like, no, you don't understand.
Okay,
these
I'm glad.
Kids show up wearing football pads.
I'm glad we're going to talk about Mighty Ducks as a whole, because I was going to try to respect your list and only talk about Mighty Ducks 2.
It's all good.
But if we start with Mighty Ducks 1, Gordon Bombay, Emilio Estevez, is a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He's an asshole of a lawyer, too, by the way.
An alcoholic.
And then he gets forced to coach a Pee Wee Hockey team because he's also a hockey guy.
Yeah.
And that... Everybody grows and develops throughout the course of this movie. He grows and becomes a better person. The kids become better hockey players.
Absolutely.
Charlie Conway is the best human ever.
Yeah, but apparently a terrible hockey player.
He's not a great hockey player. Yeah,
all.
No. By the third movie, you know that he was there just to be that sort of wonderful child, that pure child, but
the
he's never really great.
Yeah, he held everyone together.
No, but so it's I love that it's on there, though, because there's no way that anyone can watch this movie, and Alina, you're going to have to watch it and not be happy. The whole time that I'm watching Mighty Ducks 2, I'm a happy human being.
Oh my God, I love it. Everything.
No, and then so essentially the Mighty Ducks partner with, why is it like five other kids in all the United States?
Right? Okay, so that's the whole premise. That's the movie logic that kind of gets you. First one, learning how to play.
Learning how to play.
That's it.
They're not even that great.
No.
And by the end, they win a Pee Wee hockey tournament in their town, like in their area.
Yeah, the Minnesota State Championship.
Right.
But let's be fair, probably not the highest league
that
age group in Minnesota.
Let's say not.
Yeah, not at all.
Right, and there's only like seven other teams in that whole league, so I don't understand. It's not a very big...
District 5.
And everybody's not so great. Goldberg is not a good goalie.
No, he isn't.
In no scenario is he good. And Kat, the female goalie in two, she should file some sort of like sexual...
Oh my God, if that happened today, that's exactly
right.
What
she would need to file some sort of claim that she was being treated shitty because, unfortunately, he's starting the guy and not the girl, and she's phenomenally better.
Yeah, oh my God, exclusively.
But so there's six other kids. It's the Mighty Ducks, and then out of all of the United States, only six other children are as good as the Mighty Ducks to play on Team USA.
I don't understand. That's the movie logic. Disney was like, okay, what do you think we can get away with? How about we just make them the national team now?
I mean, we have to put some other kids in there. It can't be just the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
They can't be... Did you make an all-star team at any point in your sports career?
When I was a kid, they didn't really have them.
Okay.
I was an MVP one year.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that was it.
So in fourth grade, I made the basketball all-star team.
There you go.
And I'm very proud of myself. It was my sports achievement. After fourth grade, Craig went immediately downhill as an athlete.
That's
but
okay.
In fourth grade, I was one of the best athletes in New Jersey, according to that one team that I made. I was the only guy from my team. Like, it was all guys from other areas, people that I never would have met or come across.
Yeah.
It makes no sense that the United States team would be 95% Mighty Ducks.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my. The first off, I just did, that was Disney just trying to be like, oh, what do you think we can get away with? You think they remember the first one?
Right.
Nah,
it's fine.
Team.
Right.
And then, but yeah, the kids they get from, what was it, Luis Mendoza?
Luis Mendoza is on the team. He can't stop, but he's super fast.
Right? Like,
yep. There's a cowboy. There's a kid
Wayne
who's
Roberts.
Just Dwayne Roberts who
yeah.
can just lasso whoever,
you
do anything.
Rope some puck?
There, and let's talk a little bit about the sort of stereotypes that happen, because there's also an Asian kid who winds up being a figure skater, and that seems a little inappropriate.
Kenny Wu.
Right, Kenny Wu. There's a female goalie. I forget her last name, but
Julie Gaffney.
Julie Gaffney. Yep. So they call her Cat, though, right?
Mm, Julie okay. the Cat.
Julie the Cat Gaffney. And for some reason, this team bands together. And again, just the arc of Gordon Bombay is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because in the first movie, he's going from being an asshole to being a good human.
Mm-hmm.
In the second movie, he's been just turned into this celebrity and lost touch.
Yeah.
He goes and gets an ice cream with the Russian trainer.
Icelandic trainer?
Yeah, the Icelandic trainer. Thank you.
Because Iceland's such a threat.
And everybody's pissed about that. The kids are like, how dare you get an ice cream with the enemy?
Right?
She's hot. The enemy is attractive. And it's an ice cream cone.
Oh, my God. People
like, let's
from
not.
That corner of the world are really good looking.
Right.
Really?
Yeah,
you're
right.
Mad at them?
Like, right. And you're coaching a hockey team. Does that mean you can't actually socialize with the other people also doing this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Alina, did you play any sports growing up? Did you make any hockey, any like all star teams or anything like that?
I did diving.
You did diving?
Hard. Diving.
Nice.
Yeah.
Harder than it looks.
So
I try. Yeah, it is harder than it looks.
So did you ever compete like with a bunch
State,
of
nationals?
Okay.
Yeah,
look at
I
you.
Was
wow.
in first place because I was born into it.
Wow.
My dad used to tie a rope like around my waist, and I would jump, and he would pull me out of the water. And the lifeguards
that
were like,
seems that
me,
seems
she
terrible.
Learn how to swim first. Like my brother drowned, and he's just standing there. My mom like ran and jumped in the pool one
oh,
time.
Jeez,
Jesus! So wait, you won state as a diver?
Yeah, state nationals.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
Like,
you're
zones,
saying this. She's
like, whatever.
You're saying this
room?
Like there's no big deal. This was not hard at all. You did this accidentally. It's like
yeah.
she sort of just wandered up to a diving board, and then oh, I'm the best at this.
Yeah,
which is sort of how it feels for the Mighty Ducks too, because as they progress,
yeah.
they just are so much better than everyone else at hockey. I have to talk about when they go to the urban area
oh, God,
and the urban
yes.
kids teach them how to play hockey better because that is utter movie logic there.
Oh my God, I love
that. You know, we're the U.S. hockey team and we're out of touch now with being we don't have
yeah.
the heart to play anymore.
Right.
So these urban kids are going to give us the heart. It's like Rocky. Now
yeah.
we're talking about Rocky in the Eye of the Tiger.
Absolutely. Okay,
yeah, okay.
First off, they're going to
Please,
South
go
Central
ahead.
In the 90s, which is Disney. Like, what's hot? Hood movies? Let's go to the hood. Like,
let's connect to the hood movies. Everybody will like it.
Other thing, Luis Mendoza learns to stop because of some whole Latin connection
yeah.
with a guy, just use the brakes, baby.
That's all it takes, and then everything's cured.
Oh, my God.
And then we get Kenan Thompson
oh
shooting the knuckle
Absolutely.
Puck. Absolutely. Which is by far my favorite random Kenan Thompson sighting, because I definitely forgot he was in this movie.
Oh, my God. The way he smacks, hey, Goldberg, I bet if that was a cheeseburger, you'd stop it.
Right. No, again, there's no way. Is it the best movie on your list? Is it better than things like Miracle? Absolutely not. I'm
yeah.
just going to say it's not.
None of the hockey ending
but
it looks good.
It was the most fun movie to see from this list.
Think about the teams like Trinidad Tobago. They're coming rocking the Bob Marley like the tie-dye jerseys.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Calypso drums in the stands.
Right. They celebrate their one goal by going just nuts.
Yeah. Oh
right.
my gosh. Okay, first off, that movie is so heavily quoted at the ice rink I work at.
Really?
So like if I'm scorekeeping
and it's D2 specifically.
Oh, yeah. Okay, just use the brakes, baby. So so we have like every tier skill level league all the way up to like the elite guys.
Right.
The elite guys are guys who play D1, maybe
sure.
the NHL and the minors. Stuff like that. They're amazing. By no stretch of the imagination will I ever be that good.
No one needs to use
yeah.
the brakes, baby, in that situation. Okay.
Well, some dude ate it really bad, and it's like really quiet, and you just hear someone yell from the bench, just use the brakes, baby!
That's fantastic.
Oh, gosh. Or what was it? Somebody did something, and somebody yelled, woo, 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 Kenny Woo.
Well, I'm super happy that's such a seminal movie for you guys over at Johnny's Ice House.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to move to the next one on your list. And I actually moved stuff around. I totally ignored the order you gave
that's
me.
That's all good.
Because I think this order is better. Number two, according to my sort of revision of your list, is Slapshot.
Slapshot. Oh, gosh.
Right.
I'm going to flash him.
So Paul Newman is not a guy that I've seen a lot of, and I don't know if that's just because I don't watch a lot of movies or I'm going to pretend that I'm not old and young, even though I was just, I found out I'm like 6 years older than you a second ago.
That's not that bad.
I know, it's not that bad.
6 years more successful.
There we go.
There you go.
Talk about it that way. So I didn't know that he was so much of a comedic actor. I know some roles he's had that are a little bit more dramatic or anything like that.
Looks good in a leather suit.
Right, apparently. But so, Alina's just texting. She's done. She's out. It's totally over. No, it's fine.
Sorry,
no, it's totally fine. Paul Newman, do you think he's a cute man? Do you know who this man is?
No.
The actor? Okay, I'll pull up a picture. I think a lot of people like him.
Yeah, I'm
they think he's quite attractive.
There's not more of a cult following for Daddy Issues girls. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, the salt, he's got a little more of the salt
Paul Newman.
In the hair. Yeah. The gray. He's got young skin, but old hair.
Right, yeah. He's an older guy in this movie, but I think he's one of those silver foxes.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is a term that I know. I know
I'd
terms.
Like to be, yeah.
Right. So anyway, I love just everything about Slapshot. I don't know it is about seeing, like Bull Durham is another good example.
Yeah.
Seeing a lower level than professional represented in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do when they find out that they're going to be
he's trying to make it.
They're going
to
be canceled. They're going to be closed. They're going to be sold off, whatever it is. Well, he tries to get them sold off.
Yeah.
But they're essentially all going to be out of jobs, and the hockey team's going to go defunct.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. No, the desperation of that. Like, they're not pros just trying to make it anymore. They're just trying to find their next
meal. No, and there's no conversation, maybe for one character, but no one else seems like they're trying to become an NHL player.
Yeah.
There's no dreams like Bull Durham.
Yeah.
It's completely, this is all we have, and we're going to go nuts. And so, you didn't challenge me to watch Goon.
No.
That wasn't on your list, but you've seen Goon?
Yeah, I love hate. Love
okay.
hate Goon.
That's fine.
Love George Roark and Goon.
It reminded me of that, though, because in the movie, what they do to sort of start gaining fans is they just start fighting a whole bunch. They just become goons, and the three brothers, the Hansen brothers, sort of inspire the idea that let's just beat the crap out of people.
Oh, my God. I love those guys.
Now we'll go to your hockey knowledge again, and I'll ask you, would that work? If we were bad hockey players, but we could beat other people up, is there a way that we would start just winning games by being a more physical team?
Well, I will tell you, like, there's some guys who are really, because the bigger you are, the smaller the ice gets.
Right.
So, like, think about the Hawks right now. So the way the Hawks play, really heavily skill-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They do very well in skill and speed matchups.
Correct.
Now you put them against a team like Buffalo, where all they do is just run people over, or Winnipeg, where
all
they do is just run people over.
They get beat up a little bit more. It's a little bit harder. Patrick Kane can't really take all the hits the same way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that guy, look at the size of him.
No, he's a small man, but he's fast, and he's... I should not say Patrick Kane's a small guy, because he comes to the station every so often, and I'm going to get a fist in the face. That's just going to happen. Patrick Kane will be like, there you go. Now
he's
I'm not small anymore.
That.
Right.
Yeah, but also doesn't play that kind of, like, he doesn't want to get touched.
He plays finesse, yeah.
Why would he want to get touched?
So you're saying that if all of a sudden these hockey players just decided to be more physical, that they could succeed, that there is a world where they could get that much better and go from losing every time to winning a whole bunch of games?
Look at the Jets. So the Jets expansion team just started a couple years ago. Their first year was terrible. They're still like, their skills are questionable.
Right.
They have gigantic dudes like
their
Big
skills
Buff.
Are totally questionable, right?
Yeah.
Alina?
I mean, like, compared to most NHL teams.
Yeah, right.
I mean, like, those guys, don't get me wrong, there's a reason they're all there. But, like, you know, playing in the division that they're playing in, they're not on the top, but they do very well against us. And that's just because look at Dustin Byfuglien. Look at Tyler
Well, we miss
Myers.
Dustin Byfuglien.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, my God. Do you see his hits every year?
Yeah, I know. And it's nuts the way the cap works. And if we talk about the Blackhawks a little bit, how many of our players are now on other teams, and it's sad when they come through and sort of, you know. Yeah. But all right.
At least they do the tribute.
So anything else about Slapshot? We're not really hitting on very much of the movie.
Oh, God. Just the comedy. They throw a lot of slurs around, but it's the 70s.
Yeah.
And that comes with the territory.
It's a very R
testosterone type, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paul Newman is essentially the worst teammate in the history of the world.
A little bit.
Have you played on hockey teams?
Yes.
Did you ever have a girl come between you and a teammate?
No, but that's because I was never fortunate enough to be around a girl.
Okay, got it. All right. So the issue was there were no girls at your hockey games.
No,
never. Well, we got to fix that.
Yeah. But,
right.
You know, that's illegal.
I feel like we have to fix that.
Right. So if let's just envision then a world where, like, say, your teammate is dating someone.
Yes.
And then something accidentally or purposefully happened with you and said girl. That's the end of that. Like, the whole...
Yeah.
You can't play on the same team anymore.
No, never.
I couldn't pass the guy the puck ever.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you took everything else. Like,
oh,
you dick.
God.
Like, you can't...
Every time in practice, I would just shoot it at him.
Right.
Just shoot it at him. Every time.
Right. I would just be checking him against the boards at all times. But I... So, it's interesting that he's sort of the lead character and he's an awful human being.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's... And then tell me again, let's explain the ending to that movie. So, they get in a fight. One guy strips naked. because he strips naked, they give his team the trophy. They win. There's no goals scored. The game maybe lasts all of 5 minutes of what should be a three-period hockey game. But and what's the commentary in that moment when everybody's fighting and the whole movie is said that hockey's nothing but a barbaric sport where people just punch? Question. Okay, no, I'm going to ask you the right question.
All
right,
good stuff.
So NASCAR, everybody says I watch for the crashes. Like, I really like to see the car crashes, and that's awful.
You only got to wait 400 laps to see
it. Well, there you go. Yeah. So in hockey, at least for this movie, they're saying that all everyone really cares about is the fighting. They don't really care about anything else. And then the very end, the commentary, I think, is I'm going into this world where it's all just a show anyway, so I'm going to get totally naked, and apparently that makes me win the trophy.
In some competitions and in some social circles, that will work. I'm just saying, right off the
bat. What are you saying? Are you saying that in some social circles, being the naked one makes you the best one?
I'm just saying America is a land of many freedoms, and there's a subculture for every genre.
Sure, okay. Yeah. So you're saying, you're advising people, this is what, Ricky, you've come on my podcast to do, that if you feel like you need to be the most important person in the room, just get naked.
You'll certainly be the most confident person in the room. Be fair, we're still monkeys. Change. We gravitate to that stuff.
And then hopefully there's some sort of trophy that's provided to you. If you do follow Ricky's advice, you get naked in some sort of situation where nudity may not have been expected.
Yeah.
You deserve a trophy almost immediately.
I would say the people who could confirm that are Carson Daly with his years on MTV. MTV Spring Break!
Yeah! You're on the show! That's fantastic. Anything else about Slapshot, though? I'm glossing over these movies so quickly.
The jokes. I love the jokes. The Hanson Brothers, first off.
Okay.
Highlight. Let's just get into them.
Yeah, so something wonderful. I thought they were going to be really good. There's these three brothers who, they're from Canada?
Yeah, they was it the Iron League they come
out of? Yeah, they come from the Iron League. Yeah. They're like very stereotypically Canadian, I guess.
Long hair, glasses, kind of just don't know which way.
And then they bring luggage that has like toy cars and stuff in it. Like, they're children, they're adult children.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of the movie, they've come around, they've changed their way of thinking, and I don't know.
The first shift, though, as soon as they get in, they're like, "Oh, Iron League's pretty tough," and then they find out about the toys. They brought the freaking toys with them.
So, again, let me ask you, though, because the start of the last game for Slapshot, they were going to play it clean.
Yeah.
They were going to play a finesse game. Mm-hmm. They were going to win
the right way. Yeah.
And then within the first 5 minutes, when the other team has a bunch of like guys who aren't even supposed to be playing hockey, they're all suspended and supposed to be imprisoned.
Yeah.
That message goes away. All the beautiful miracle messages, the ones that, Alina, you like so much and why you probably didn't watch these other movies, is that there is no message. Is there any message to Slapshot?
Oh, man, no. That's like Back to the Future. Nobody learns anything.
No, Back to the Future, we learn a bunch of things. You will not besmirch Back to the Future on this podcast. I've learned so much. You don't call Michael J. Fox a coward.
Oh, no, never. That's about it, pretty much. You chicken?
You chicken.
Yeah. Basically, you learn screw around and your life will probably end up better.
Screw around and just commit to being a douche and eventually everything's going to work out.
Better.
And you're going to get the trophy and you might have had to get a little bit naked.
Yep, that too.
So that's what makes this binge so wonderful that you challenged me to, because the transitions between movies, I wonder if sometimes I should watch something else. Like, if there's anything else I should turn on in between Slapshot and Miracle.
Oh.
Because it's not the same movie.
No, it isn't.
At all.
By no stretch.
Right. And so when you watch, and each movie was about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. The total binge was something like 15, 10, 12 hours. And so it was fun to do it back to back, which is what I always do for the podcast.
Absolutely.
I had a bunch of Labatt's Blue while I was watching the movie. Yeah, and I have some, actually. I have some beer for us to drink at some point, Canadian beer.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, there you go. but so I always question if I should watch just anything, like a Friends episode in between, just to... Are you judging that? Are you judging Friends right now?
I'm not judging Friends.
I think he did. I think
I
he
like
judged
King
Friends.
Of Queens.
There you go, King of Queens. Just something.
Really? Yeah. I like Ben Stiller's dad.
Yeah, right. Just Seinfeld. Then we can go Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, that's, perfect. Right. Middle
just,
of the road.
Just anything to sort of give me a palate cleanser in between, because I did go from Slapshot to Miracle.
Yeah.
And I've got to say that I recommend it for anyone trying to do it, but maybe I didn't fully appreciate Miracle as much as I should, because I was still sort of in the leftover world of Paul Newman and hilarious.
The antics,
Right.
Well, I mean, like, if you had to look at, like, the two main themes of the plot, so, like, Miracle, they have to be there.
Right.
They have to.
Well,
Slapshot, they need to be there.
Right. You're right. Okay, they're the Olympic team. Now, finally, I like that we end on a movie that everybody's seen.
Yeah.
Because everybody I talked to about doing a hockey challenge, the number one movie, you got to watch Miracle. You got to see Miracle on Ice.
That's the first thing I said.
Right. Yeah, that's the first thing you said, too. Like, yeah.
Snapchat a picture.
Right. You we got to watch that movie because that's the most important. And it is in a lot of ways. I mean, the iconic Do You Believe in Miracles is how they close the movie.
Man.
And how do you guys feel when you watch a movie and the whole time you know the ending?
Because I don't know. It's heavy. Like,
there's something interesting about that like the Titanic's going to sink. I know going in that everything I'm getting, like eventually it's going to end where I know it's going to end. And so the drama you put in between, like Jim Craig's going to do great in the final game. He might not be doing so great right now, but
how does he get over it? What does he do?
Right. And so how much of that, do you know a lot about the history? I know you challenged me to a documentary too.
Okay.
How much of that is accurate and how much is movie additions?
So as far as the movie goes, I remember when it was being produced because Disney would not shut up about it. Like it was all over the place.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. It was like, what was it? So they were talking about like how authentic and how realistic it was and how this and this and this and how these actors played this guy and this one played this one and everything they did here and there, and all these players learned to skate and play and like did their own stunts.
Okay, so that's the other thing we'll talk about too, though. They definitely all learned to skate because I never saw, like with some of the other movies, again, to go back to Gordon Bombay,
the Body Devils,
when he has the face off game against the other coach, like that was complete crap.
This,
they were legitimately skating the whole movie, it seemed like.
Oh, dude, absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like a lot of the actors' names kind of escape me now.
I don't know that they're famous, and actually,
none of them are.
There's a good comment from that too because the Miracle on Ice team, a lot of them didn't become well-known hockey players.
No, not at all.
I know some of them played in the NHL, but a lot of these guys didn't go on to be like Wayne Gretzky-esque human beings.
But the Russians did.
Right.
Right away.
Yeah, every single Russian was immediately just inducted.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think. Like, some of them won the Cups with the Wings in the 90s. That was the thing, I guess. So that documentary, that whole series that I was recommending, like, a lot of them talk about what it was like growing up. And honestly, like, that's changed my whole palette for the whole movie in general. Like in the movie,
so
I'm
appreciating
like,
more of the background makes you like it even more than us.
Yeah,
because Alina, you like this movie a lot, right? Miracle, that's your jam. Mm-hmm. You're just nodding. You got to speak.
Feel like the coach worked harder than the players because he was like, if you guys don't let me coach the team my way, then I'm not doing it.
Right.
You know?
That's Herb.
So again, though, like that's your motivation, though. Your motivation is seeing people conquer adversity. That's what you like in anything. Do you like Rudy? Have you seen the movie Rudy?
No, I haven't.
Sean Astin.
It's
a lot of Lord of the Rings.
It's essentially on a football field at Notre Dame. It's essentially the exact same thing.
Oh God, can't
no,
pull
but
it
that
off.
That's I'm going to recommend that for you. Then, if you like people conquering very difficult challenges, Rudy is your jam. That's your full on jam
really?
Right there.
Oh,
yeah.
God, okay.
No, but to get back to Miracle, I don't know how this happened. What's funny about this is I would also accuse this of being movie logic.
A little bit.
But it actually happened in real life.
Yeah.
So explain to me more than anything else.
Absolutely.
How they lost 12-3 in the game leading up to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Really
That's,
bad.
Again, super real story. And then how do they win? How do you win this game?
I know what you mean. Okay, so honestly, I've watched the actual game, like recently, like the actual America-Soviet Union.
Okay, and you're breaking it down from a hockey perspective.
So
you've got your notebook in hand and you're okay.
Okay, so like I'm going to talk a little bit about just like that documentary that I recommended. It talks all about like how the Soviet Union players came to be the Soviet Union players.
Got it.
The school of hockey that they had, the inspiration for their school of hockey, their school of thought. It would go on to change how hockey's played in general. It was more of like straight lines and lanes before they kind of came to the picture. They implemented a lot of the fluidity that you see now.
Got it.
So, like, beginning of the movie, you get Herb Brooks, and he's talking about the Team USA things. Like, I've got a patent thing. It's Canadian and Soviet styles. Oh, dude, I do Herb Brooks
so much. No, please do.
Dude,
get your whole Herb Brooks going.
I coach little kids, and I do a lot of quotes from Miracle.
Do you do speeches? Are there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You coach during games?
No, I coach, like...
You train them
in
play
classes. Yeah.
So if you coach during a game, and these are let's talk like little kids.
Yeah.
Like, what's the age group you're training
right
here?
Right now, the oldest are like 7, 8.
Okay,
and then,
so a bunch of 7-year-olds get dominated in the first period. They're down 5-0. What does Coach Ricky say in between periods?
Let's think
and give it to us in a Herb Brooks. Tell us how you motivate these 7-year-olds to come back from this 5-0 deficit.
I just might like go off the cuff Herb Brooks speech right in the middle. I'll do the accent. Everything.
Are you throwing shoes and cursing?
Yeah.
Like, are you going that whole?
Thought you guys were hockey players. Nine times out of 10, they might beat you, but not tonight.
Not this game.
You were born for this.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing in every sports movie. There has to be a speech. There has to be one really good, and maybe even debatably really good, but at least really passionate speech.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, that Herb Brooks speech, though. I remember being a little kid and just being like, I'm worthless.
I don't know anything. Is that a real speech? Did he give that exactly as they've quoted it? Or I need your history on this.
So I can't imagine it's like word for word because who would remember it?
And no one's supposed to talk about the locker room. The other thing is that stays there.
Uh-oh. Maybe
don't
this is
go.
Disney magic.
No, right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, right again. Yeah.
Michael Eisner's pulling the wool over our eyes. Oh, boy.
No, I mean, it is the hockey movie, though. Like anyone, like I said a second ago, it's anyone that talks about,
Mm-hmm.
And it just is because of all the things Alina said that you like about it so much. You like that it's, that they conquer these unbelievable odds, that they come from nowhere, that they shouldn't even be in the game. And actually, there's a throwaway reference before the game starts of the USA team beating someone else to get to play the Russians.
Yeah, Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia. Yeah. And that was an unbelievable upset in and of itself.
Czechoslovakians were number two.
Okay, and barely represented in the movie at all, but apparently this is, like, that was, was it a close game? I didn't even look into the history on that.
I don't know. I don't remember that one. But as far as I'm concerned, like, the Czechoslovakians, I want you to think about, like, in the Olympics, the Czech Republic and the Slovakian teams, they're both, like, contenders for medals every time, and they're not even the same country anymore.
Alina's raising her hand.
I feel like I know why they won.
Okay.
Because they worked so hard, or so persistent, so determined, so focused, and the fact that the coach kept blowing that whistle over and over again.
Okay, you're talking about
sprints? Towards the end.
You're talking about the punishment
that
scene.
That is what made them win, because they were actually working harder than the other Soviet Union people. They were actually sprinting, so that last minute made them win.
You know what I like about the whistle-blowing scene is that the guy from... he's been in a bunch of other movies. He's actually in the Jim Carrey movie where, like, what is that movie? Truman Show.
Oh, boy.
So the assistant coach is in Truman Show.
Yeah.
And he just is really great at playing a, you know, like, I don't think we should do this kind of guy. And when he's blowing the whistle every time, his face, because he doesn't actually speak any words.
Yeah.
Except maybe at the very end where he's like, no.
Yeah.
No. And then he still blows the whistle. But I love that moment where he's like, we can't, these athletes can't take anymore.
Oh,
do it again.
The subtle nod. He doesn't even say no, he just says Herb.
Right. Like, his heart is just breaking every time, just his whole body. He'll regret that moment forever. Again, we're talking about people who can't get over these things that happen to them.
Yeah, I have a question. Is that Biff from Back to the Future?
Yeah, that's also Biff from Back to the Future, right?
Look at that. Isn't it crazy how it looped
back
like
that? This is amazing. Back to the Future, incredible movie, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Hey, by the end of that, he turns into that character again. He's unsure of himself. Mr. McFly!
Well,
Mr. McFly.
And so how big of a deal was Herb Brooks?
Herb Brooks,
Before he wins, how big of a deal is this guy?
College coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had won three straight NCAA championships, though, apparently.
Minnesota.
But so he wasn't exactly like the best coach in the old, like, everyone's not just going to listen to any of his crazy philosophies.
But I think it also has to, like, come into the stipulations of, like, the Olympic rules at then. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? We had the NHL.
Right.
The Soviet Union players were technically professional, too.
Okay.
But they were, like, served in the army, quote-unquote. But that, yeah, that whole goes into their whole thing.
Well, and the NHL players lost to them. They actually had an exhibition game against the team, too, if we're just throwing history out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So, as far as that goes, though, that's something I wanted to comment on, because that documentary.
Shoot.
So, apparently, when they had their whole Soviet style formulating, whatever, there's some science word I'm not using. Anyway, so their coach was this guy named Vladimir Tarasov, never played hockey in his life.
Okay.
Never even touched the ice. He was
the coach for the Russian team never played hockey?
Yeah. He was the one who put all the program together.
That seems like a mistake there.
Right.
Have you ever played this sport? No. All right, let's go ahead.
That's what they had. But anyway, so apparently he was like some kind of like genius in terms of how he designed how they play.
Got it.
It's a lot of fluidity. The guy without the puck determines where the
play is. He used math. He mathed the shit out of it.
It was wonderful. Right. Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad we can swear. Thank
you. Yeah, you can go ahead. I've dropped
the
few.
Coach for the other team, right?
The Russian team.
Okay.
Yeah. The fat team.
I was wondering about him. He was like so maddening.
Okay, so that's a different guy.
Yeah.
But, so here's the thing. Tarasov kind of designed, handpicks the team. Everybody loves him. I forgot where I was going with this. But yeah, it's like... I don't know.
Those are always the best stories when you have no idea what the point was.
Professional players.
Right.
I lost my train of thought.
Well, no. So he develops this whole different way to play hockey, and apparently that's why they're so good. That's why they beat the NHL teams.
That's where we were going. Okay.
I'm here to remind you. Professional.
So he saw the NHL teams play. He saw NHL players play.
Right.
And there's one thing he said is like, can anybody in my team play against Bobby Hull? No. Now, what if there was a team of all Bobby Halls? Would they play well together?
No. The answer is
no. But my team will play well together. And that's what happened when they played the NHL.
Well, but then that was also Herb's mentality in beating them.
Yes.
Wasn't he like,
absolutely,
the team is more important than the player? Well, then how did two people with the same philosophy, how does the one guy win?
I don't know. It was more just like what kind of plays are being run, if that makes sense. Like, I watched
the
game.
No, I didn't understand any of the plays.
Absolutely.
Right.
But like, no, it moves a lot. But when I watched the first period of like the Soviet Union USA game, mm-hmm. like the actual one,
right?
They're so dominant. It's like sad.
Who's dominant?
The Soviet Union players. Okay. The USA is just trying to hit them wherever they can. They're not even trying to shoot. They can't even get the puck down the ice.
Right.
Like, it's just, but you just keep running.
Do you
pushing,
think that those real life moments are what inspires all sports movies to be a certain? Every sports movie you see.
Yeah.
Minus a couple, is a certain thing. It's always the same kind of thing. We always follow the underdog. And like mm-hmm. I said, he always wins or just barely loses.
Yeah.
He never just gets crushed. I would like to see one sports movie, and maybe this is my dark sense of humor, where we meet an underdog, he really doesn't deserve to play, and he trains the whole movie and then just gets destroyed when he actually gets the moment of opportunity. Like, to actually get in the game, he just gets ruined. And I'm getting evil eyes from over here, from the other side of the studio.
No,
you would not want to see a movie. I got it. You would not want to see a movie where someone tries really, really hard and they just don't have the ability to play.
Gary learns the truth.
Right. Like, yeah. Like, me trying to be in the NBA today would be a horrible shit show of a thing.
Oh, dude,
and the reason why is because you can't just teach yourself to be the best.
Yeah.
There are some people who can, but a majority of us, mm-hmm. there's things we can and can't do.
Professional skills coach, professional strength and conditioning
right.
coach, and you've just become average.
You did everything you could. You pulled the tractor with your teeth and you still got beat to crap.
Oh my God. You tore your knees. Congratulations.
Right.
You weren't designed for this.
I love that. That would be the great way to end the movie. You weren't designed for this.
Yeah, honestly.
But it wouldn't be as motivational to see the Miracle on Ice where they lost 12-6.
Oh my God.
Then I like to see you actually like work towards like healing your bones and then really
right,
get
yeah.
back and really
yeah,
try to
then,
win.
Then like the second movie is just me being completely incapable of walking the whole time. That would be
oh
such an uplifting movie.
What are you doing? It's Tuesday. We're going to therapy. What's tomorrow? Therapy.
Therapy again.
Ice
this
bath
is,
Thursday.
This is Gary Learns the Truth
yeah.
too. Electric Boogaloo.
Oh.
So I again though, Ricky, I'm very excited that you gave me a challenge like this.
Absolutely.
I want you've been challenged to branch out more into movies.
Yeah.
I think there's a whole sports thing that I have to do.
Oh yeah. I'm
Maybe
excited.
We can go to a place and put on like Miracle on Ice and watch it and then just tailor the end so that they just lose and see
yeah.
how people respond to that.
And we could just kind of like film like, you know how most movies will do like the so-and-so and now they have four kids to so-and-so, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah. Like,
right.
just be like, and he went on to sell insurance.
There is a movie like that. And by the way, another thing that I was reminded of the whole time, and I apologize if I'm a hockey novice in this world, but Cool Runnings.
Cool
Have you
running.
Seen Cool
yes.
Runnings?
Oh
so that
God.
Is not a hockey movie. It is a Disney movie, mm-hmm. which apparently they do this, and it's another
nice.
True story. Have you seen Cool Runnings?
What is that?
It's the really? Olympic bobsled team from Jamaica.
Oh my God! Yes, I
feel the wind,
that.
Feel the rhyme,
feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Get on up! It's bobsled time. Cool Runnings. No man, it's great. Hey people, you know they can't believe Jamaica. We got a bobsled team. No, it's a fent. Hey, don't judge,
you're dude. I loved that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For taking me down that road.
But so as I'm watching your entire binge challenge, I was disappointed that Cool Runnings wasn't going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Even though it's not
well,
a hockey
let's talk
movie.
Talk about Cool Runnings.
Yeah, because
you want to talk about heart.
That exactly, and this is all stuff you'll love. It's an Olympic bobsled team from Jamaica. You're familiar, of
yeah,
course,
I
that Jamaica.
That.
They don't have a lot of snow. They
no.
don't have a lot of ice.
They ride down hills in carts.
Their
awesome.
Bobsled is a cart.
Yeah.
Zanka's the best character in movie history. Maybe let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But so again, though, I guess that it indicates that to be really good, and maybe this is where superhero movies are going now, is
mm-hmm.
you just be funny, and then at the very end, be motivational.
Yeah.
Boom, good movie.
Oh, by the way, we had talent. Like, that's pretty much it. Like,
by the way, we didn't represent it till the very end of this, but we had talent that we didn't even know we had.
Yeah, for real. Oh, my God.
Okay, and that's...
the irony of that, though? Can we get into this?
Yeah, please,
right,
go ahead.
So the make it, like, Jamaica's got, what, incredibly dominant at track and field. That's
yeah.
like their college football.
Right.
There. Everybody loves
Darice,
track and field.
Darice,
yeah.
Zanka, they all were athletes.
Yeah. And that's one of those things where, like, what are they doing now? They're scouting all their bobsled guys from, like, Lolo Jones, remember her?
Yeah, yeah.
Sprinter, and now all of a sudden she's on the bobsled team. It's like, Cool Runnings nailed it.
Can lightning run on ice, though, my friend?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the shoes. Dude, Usain Bolt, can you imagine?
Yeah, well, that would be insane. Yeah,
him and
right.
Johan Blake, like,
yeah,
geez.
But the minute that this dude gets in the bobsled, I think, like, his whole world's changed. Because
mm-hmm.
he's used to having control of how fast he's running.
Yeah.
And it does seem like death. Let's
oh,
be
yeah.
honest about bobsledding.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get into this, like, pipe and start flying in a sled, it does seem like one accident, you could just all be dead. You
oh,
just
dude,
explode
absolutely.
As people.
I don't know. That used to be a big problem when it first started. I remember
right,
that.
I know, because
like,
it seems insane. And
yeah.
that, this does remind me of Slapshot a little bit, because they're not even wearing helmets. helmets at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, right.
They're just like checking each other. So it seems like technology might have benefited us later in life.
I hope so.
Right.
But yeah, no, man, that's another thing too. Like bobsled, I don't know if the talent pool's that deep.
No.
No,
I feel like we could do that. We could create a bobsled team.
Yeah.
The three of us right here, we need
all
one
you
more.
Need is the sled.
Right.
There was this, okay, there's this
a really good sled. Who would be the driver of our team, by the way, though?
I'm terrible driving.
Okay. All right. I'm not a great driver. I think, Alina, yeah, you're going to drive.
Definitely drive.
You know what's nice about being the driver is you stay in the thing the longest, so you don't even have to push.
Oh, shit. Remember the driver?
All right. So, no, you were trying to say, though, something else about Cool Runnings,
No, no. As far as, like, there's some documentary I saw once. Like, you really just need a sled to practice and a place to go. There's some documentaries, like, some guy who was, like, he was trying to be a kickboxer, so he could make enough money to buy a bobsled team. Buy a bobsled, so he could try out for the Olympic team.
Nice, and that's all it took.
Yeah.
Well, so let's...
He got a silver medal in, like, what was it? Salt Lake, and another one in, like, Torino?
You're going to get mad. I'm going to say this, though. Hockey is not something everybody plays.
Yeah.
Hockey is a very expensive sport.
It sucks, yeah.
Growing up, it's kind of hard. It's one of those things that... So I sort of feel like hockey's similar to bobsledding in that
world.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, well, I want you to think about it like this. In at least America, that's the case.
Got it.
Canada, there's a rink on every corner.
That's true.
Think about
Mystery Alaska. Yeah. You can just play in the pond.
This is true.
Right.
This is very... I'm surprised more Olympic players aren't coming from
the I can't believe it. After the way that they played the rain. Yeah. I'm sure that Mystery Alaska
recruiting from the ice road truckers.
I'm going to tell the Blackhawks and I'm going to get a job immediately.
Dude, yeah. Oh my God. We got to get that. You and me together. I'm not letting you go alone.
The Blackhawks go to Johnny's sometimes, right?
Oh, that's where they practice.
Yeah. So you have to bump into these guys and tell them that you and Craig from WGN Radio have a plan.
We're going to go up to Tuktoyaktuk.
We need. I don't even know what word you just said. I don't know if that was a curse word.
Yeah.
But that was great.
Man, we're going to recruit from the ice road.
So
a couple of the bears from up there.
Last question for you, both of you.
Absolutely.
How many things have you binged watch in your life? Is this something that you've binged? Are you going to binge your hockey challenge?
Oh, man, I binged hockey. I want to say the last time I super binged was over the fall.
What was it?
Let's see. I went through all the Mighty Ducks. Miracle.
So again, this is all hockey stuff, though.
Yeah.
Miracle, have you binged anything else?
Oh, dude, I've got a problem with like Smallville right now. I didn't watch it when it was on the air, and it's a terrible show, but I love watching
Smallville's
it.
On Hulu right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's Superman. Superman's very engaging, very interesting.
Oh, my God.
Alina, do you binge watch anything? Is there anything you binge watch recently?
When I go home, I'm like definitely going to watch the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, yeah. Mighty Ducks 2.
And then the Rocket.
And then the Rocket.
The 1 and 2.
Right, which we glossed over the Rocket.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can gloss over it.
And you can do it. Maybe have a little motivational like Rocky song playing in the background as you watch these movies, and then that's your journey.
Into the gym with
right.
me.
I just had a revelation.
Okay.
You remember how you said your dad tied rope around you when you were diving?
Right.
Yes.
To make
that's
you
how they
a
come together in Mighty Ducks 2.
That is, it's true.
Oh.
They all get tied together, and that's how they become a team.
There we go.
My God.
Maybe that's why I kept winning.
Do we just figure this out?
The synergy of all this is incredible now, you guys.
Yeah, someone find the Blackhawks right now. Get some rope. We're going
to
figure it out.
I expect you to both come in studio for several more binges of sports movies.
I would love to be back.
Right.
Here.
We're going
to
do as many things as we can, and everyone's going to be the same. At some point, we don't even have to watch. We'll just be able to give you a synopsis from that. I'm punching
things.
Are
there good
basketball movies? Hoosiers.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
That's Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
That's right. Throwback.
Is Coach Carter a good movie?
I don't know.
That's Samuel L. Jackson, right?
That's hard to talk about, let's be fair. Aren't white people evil? A little bit.
Yeah, yeah, right, okay. Yeah, right, that's again like talking about The Rocket for too long.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit with the rest of the movies.
Yeah.
But I guess it is very good. Love and Basketball? That's good.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, both of you?
Okay. I wasn't supposed to see that when I was a kid, but yeah, I saw it.
Fantastic. Well, since I'm going after your family for listeners of my podcast, I'm interviewing your sister next week. I'm very excited about that. We're talking Arrested Development. Before we go, though, Ricky, if there's anything else you want to say about the full list of movies, anything that we left out.
Let's see. Youngblood with Patrick Swayze. Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Lowe. Keanu Reeves. Young Keanu.
Oh, Young Keanu. That wasn't on your list.
Oh, shoot. I didn't include it. Okay.
No, it was on Pete's list.
Oh, Pete's my manager. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but
Young
I watched
Blood.
Yours because you're the person here.
Thank you. Yeah. Youngblood, it's 80s. There's names like Blaine.
Keanu Reeves plus 80s sounds incredible.
Keanu Reeves with a terrible French accent.
I'm
that
excited.
Man is an animal.
That was wonderful. I'm going to watch that now. I'm going to go home and watch Youngblood.
What about Basketball Diaries?
Basketball Diaries is good.
That's
a good movie. Look at this.
Hoop Dreams.
All right,
there
fine.
We go.
Hoop
We're
Dreams. That's yeah. Right. Okay.
What was that one game? A movie with the football players that were like in like jail.
You mean Any Given Sunday?
The Longest Yard?
Yeah. No,
the yard.
They were like in like Juvenile. Wasn't like a new movie with the Rocky?
He was like their coach.
With the Rocky? Rocky Balboa was their coach?
Yeah.
That movie sounds amazing.
It's like kids in jail. I remember that. They went to go play in Gridiron Gang.
Yeah.
Wow. What a... That is a very obscure reference, by the way.
Yeah, no, I didn't even get that. You threw the reference right over my head. Gridiron Game is with Rocky Balboa's.
I don't.
Amelia.
Yeah, he's a Polish Rocky.
Really?
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone is in this movie.
Yeah, yes. I guess I don't remember. It was literally kids in juvenile hall. Yeah.
I got to watch that too.
Yeah.
Cool. Is there something more engaging about it being kids? If it's kids and not adults, are we more into the movie or less into the movie as a sports movie?
It just falls into that mystery.
I think that
genre.
I think
one
what I
game.
Said came out wrong. What are you saying?
It was the same thing. Gridiron Gang. It's one game at the end. Just one.
Right.
Just
well,
one
but
game.
Like Sandlot, that's an amazing movie.
Yeah, Sandlot was fun.
Yeah, Sandlot's incredible.
Sandlot falls in that slapshot stuff. It's like, what else can we do?
And The Rookie of the Year is a really, really fantastic movie. Yeah. I will throw things at anyone that says it's not a great movie, because it is.
I liked it.
I mean, the kid breaks his arm, pitches for the Cubs, and then he has to do like a Hail Mary thing at the end.
Yeah, they just make the playoffs.
Exceptional movie.
Which that was very typical of the Cubs back then. We're just happy making the playoffs. We're fine with that.
They play a New York team. By the way, it's the Mets, I think, not the Yankees.
Yeah,
but
with a knockoff Mike Piazza.
Right, yeah, apparently. This is You've Been Challenged. I'm Craig Collins. Thank you very much, Ricky Toulis, for hanging out from Johnny's Ice House. And thank you very much, Alina. And I'm going to butcher your last name.
Sarkeesian.
I don't know why it's so hard for me to say that, from Tilted Kilt. Yeah. I expect you guys back a bunch more times for us to talk about more sports movies.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
And then I'm going to interview your sister next week. So
good luck.